Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, the Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more to talk about the FBI execution of the search warrant, described by some as a raid, Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. This so-called raid, this execution of the search warrant, followed a fair amount of litigation on executive privilege. It was all won by the U.S. government. The Republican response so far has been this. Back in Wyoming, in an event in May, where Trump was appearing to support the opponent of Liz Cheney in a congressional primary, he urged the crowds, do not trust the FBI, CIA, or NSA. Now, this is a former president who said that Vladimir Putin was a genius, quote, for getting all that real estate in Ukraine for $2 in sanctions, end quote. This is the president that had Sergey Lavrov and a Russian delegation with no supervision or oversight by any American. Forget journalists, not even his own State Department, anybody, alone in the White House, boasting to them that he'd gotten rid of the Russia problem because he fired Comey. This clown, once again, is attacking the FBI, CIA, and NSA. In Helsinki, remember, he had a press conference, and Vladimir Putin sat next to him, and they asked, what do you think about Vladimir Putin's hacking into the election in 2016? And Trump looked at Putin and said, well, Putin said he didn't do it. I don't know why he would lie to me. I trust him. Donald Trump cannot be trusted. And I'm telling you, Republicans, I'm telling you, MAGA types, whatever your view on issues, I respect that. You find another horse to ride. You're not going to find a communist horse. We're not going to permit that. It destroys this country. In any event, some of the commentators say, oh, well, you know, shouldn't have executed a search warrant because that'll rile up folks. That'll who? Rile up the QAnon shaman? The 800 or so people who are arrested and be spending time in jail for Trump's lathering them up to attack the Capitol? You know, they mentioned the Oklahoma City bombing. The Oklahoma City bombing was a reaction at the time to several things. One was at Ruby Ridge in Idaho, where sharpshooters from the government ended up hitting and killing the wife of a leader there. And down in Texas, there was the storming of some fundamentalist enclave, and people got killed, and people said enough's enough. And that was one reason, 1994, why Democrats did so poorly in the congressional elections. This is nowhere comparable to that. This investigation is coming out of the Miami field office, which has jurisdiction over Palm Beach, where Mar-a-Lago is. But this is not the extent, this is not the only reaction from the Republicans that is beyond shameful, beyond shameful. Here's Kevin McCarthy, and he's doing this so that he can be go from minority leader to speaker. He said, there will be payback. Oh, really? There'll be payback, will there, McCarthy? Quote, the Justice Department has reached an intolerable state of weaponizing and polarizing the FBI. Then he went on to say, we will leave no one stone unturned when we get in to do the same to them. And I say this to Merrick Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar. This is the clown McCarthy, the pro-Russian clown McCarthy. The CIA, strike that, the FBI director who is implementing this, Chris Wray, was appointed by Trump. But he's a professional FBI guy. Paul Gosar belongs in prison. He's the one that put out the violent video that showed killing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and injuring Joe Biden. He should have been charged for that. You don't do that, especially with a president. This guy is not an American. Here's what he said, quote, "We must destroy the FBI," end quote. That's what Paul Gosar said. The Republican Party is pro-Russian. In the Senate, you have some cooler heads. They, except for Rand Paul and Josh Hawley, voted to admit Finland and Sweden to NATO. But that's not true in the House. The House has authoritarians, people who are well on the way to making the Republican Party a fascist cult. And when they say we must destroy the FBI,